Have you ever planned to motor west? Travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, for the last couple of days, we've been getting our kicks on Vermont State Route 66. Unlike the iconic U.S. highway of the same number that stretches halfway across the country, the Vermont version runs from East Randolph to Randolph, all of 10 miles long. VPR's Rick Sengary spent time touring the state road and today gives us some guidance on how to stay up on the local gossip when traveling on this well-numbered piece of asphalt.
Okay, I got a coffee and a donut.
If you're looking for coffee and an earful about what's happening around Randolph, your first stop needs to be Floyd's General Store. It sits next to the Randolph Center Post Office, right where Route 66 takes a sharp 90-degree turn.
Don't worry. You're going to have to help me out here, Al.
Well, I agree with you. We need something.
Here, every morning, a group gathers in the back of the store to solve the world's problems, or at least Randolph's problems. In quieter moments, Al Floyd, owner of the store, can give you glimpses of the Route 66 of the past.
This is the way Randolph was. Really, in 63 when we moved here. A few houses and wasn't that much truck. As a matter of fact, the people that owned that brick house, Mathers, they had a dog named Bunky. And he would lay on that yellow line and go to sleep. People would drive around him. That's how much traffic went through here. Now we have traffic. We have five or six cars stopped, piled up there in the morning. A traffic jam.
And no trip to Randolph and Route 66 for the local lowdown is complete without a visit with Mim Herwig.
Here you've reached the pinnacle. This little village aspired to be the state capital.
Now 90 years old, Mim knows the history of the area very well.
And they cited a place for the state house to be. It was in Judge Tarbox's sheep pasture at that time. And as an inducement, they built the house next door as a governor's mansion. We still call it that. But no governor ever lived here, of course. But there was one day when Randolph Center was capital. And few people remember that now. But that was during the Cold War.
It was 1957. The idea was to conduct a drill, moving Governor Joe Johnson and his staff to an undisclosed location. That turned out to be Judd Hall in Randolph Center.
For one day, we had the glory of being capital and none of the worries.
The governor's mansion that never housed a Vermont governor still stands just a few hundred yards off of Route 66 in Randolph Center. The next stop is in downtown Randolph at Ken's Barbershop, where Gary Chapman cuts hair.
You know, everything's going on in town, and it's a lot of fun. I said that we ought to do a reality show on the barbershop.
How much is a haircut?
I've been doing this, it'll be 50 years. I started at $1 a haircut. 50 years later, I'm getting 10 to 12. That's progress. That's progress.
Tom Jacobs is owner of the barbershop. It was started by his dad, Ken.
Do you recommend a good barber in the area?
Yeah. Drive down to South Burlington, and he'll give you directions.
Well, it used to be a music store here, and located right here on Main Street. It's a great setting for the barbershop. We don't always have the facts, but we always have a story.
By the way, you'll know you've made it to Ken's Barbershop when you see the mountain lion in the front window. That's right. For VPR News, I'm Rick Sengary.